Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, March 23rd, 2020. This morning I will talk about godly grief. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lamb of God, thank you for the hope that comes in the midst of life and death. Be especially present with those that grieve, grief over the loss of a loved one, grief over a life not lived according to plan, grief over sin and brokenness and shame. Show us the road to recovery, wholeness, and restoration. Show us the plans that you have laid out for us, plans for welfare, not evil, for a future and for a hope in you. Grant us godly grief that produces repentance and redemption and new life with joy. In the power of your Holy Spirit, wipe away our tears that we might behold the Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In John 11:33-34 and 43, we read, "When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, Where have you laid him? When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The two-part form of a lament sets us on a spiritual journey. When Jesus weeps, the dead are raised. When Jesus dies, our lives are redeemed and we find hope, as the Apostle Paul writes, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, and may share in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, that by all means possible I may attain the resurrection of the dead. This is Philippians 3:10-11. Paul advises us to imitate Christ and to place our emotions in God's service, so that the physical world itself may be redeemed. Christian hope redeems our mourning. The hope of resurrection permits us to look beyond the grief in this life to our future in Christ, as the Apostle Jeremiah wrote so eloquently, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." This is Jeremiah 29:11. We hear an echo of Jeremiah in the Sermon on the Mount, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" This is Matthew 6:25. Anxiety is a form of grieving over life's daily challenges, what to eat or what to wear, in a kind of despair over present circumstances. As Christians, we know that present circumstances give way to a future in Christ. Death does not have the final word. Because our future is in Christ, we are like children who can delight in hearing scary stories, knowing that the stories have a happy ending. The Apostle Paul writes, "For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death." This is 2 Corinthians 7:10. The word for grief that Paul uses here means pain of mind or spirit, grief, sorrow, affliction. We grieve over our sin, we lament over our brokenness, and once we've poured it all out, we turn to God and repent. As the psalmist writes, "Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him." This is Psalm 126:5-6. This sounds similar to Luke's version of the second beatitude. "Honored are those who weep now, for they shall laugh." This is Luke 6:21. Through godly grief and repentance, God gently leads us to salvation. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.